Another bit of unfinished business for this Congress is the intensely lobbied for $60.4 billion aid package for people affected by the Hurricane Sandy disaster last year. Governor Cuomo, Governor Christie, and Mayor Bloomberg were all in this up until the end. Joining us now, Bob Henley, contributing editor for Politics and Investigations for our co-producer WNYC. Bob Henley, is the aid package dead?
Well, we have another day left, and boosters are holding out that it could even go as late as before noon tomorrow when this Congress adjourns into history, John.
And in that case, then it's not completely dead. It would just have to be reauthorized in the new Congress, but it certainly ends a long period of intense lobbying and weighing in on the part of the three big politicians in this region.
Well, actually, what happened was it looked like they were in good shape on Friday with the $60.4 billion ask sailing through with bipartisan support in the U.S. Senate. But as the weekend and holiday dragged on and the behind-the-scenes battle over the fiscal cliff became more embittered, there was this odd kind of fracturing that happened of the Republican House leadership, where you saw Speaker John Boehner and budget Republican guru Paul Ryan supporting the fiscal cliff compromise that had come out of the Senate that was perceived as a victory for President Obama. It looks like, to some degree, Sandy relief may have become a victim of that, because Majority Leader in the House Eric Cantor from Virginia, wanting to, I guess, secure his base as the leader of the Tea Party faction, basically it appears he's the one that jammed up putting this on the floor. Now, what could happen is that there could be a smaller version of $27 billion bill, which is to deal with immediate relief, and the $33 billion piece would be put off for another Congress. That deals with things like storm hardening, Army Corps of Engineer, beach replenishment, things that the Tea Party faction thinks is just, you know,
infrastructure,
base of lard, right?
Right, infrastructure and stimulus stuff. But if you look at these negotiations over the last several weeks, the priorities in the American Congress appear to be fiscal cliff number one, milk number two, and relief for Sandy victims, number three.
Exactly.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, I think what really the person who has the most at stake here is Republican Governor Chris Christie, who worked so hard for the Republican Party, for gubernatorial candidates, House candidates, and even Mitt Romney. I wonder, though, you have to take into consideration that the timing of Sandy, the narrative here, remember that Sandy struck, we still had a general election that we were mulling over, and then Governor Christie, pretty much at the 11th hour of the campaign season, comes out with this huge support for President Obama, hailing him as a leader. I just can't help but to wonder if this isn't a bit of payback, because there is still some Republicans smarting over that move.
So Republican resentment over Christie's apparent endorsement of Barack Obama, and of course Mayor Bloomberg also endorsing explicitly Barack Obama there in the end, and him trying to get this passed. And, of course, not a lot of love among the Republicans for Governor Cuomo in New York. So these guys lost their leverage post-election.
Well, and I think also the fact is that the Republicans from the Tea Party really felt they got shellacked by a reinvigorated President Obama, who, by the way, is on off to continue his vacation in Hawaii. And they were feeling that they didn't get anything that they needed to go back to their constituents with to show that it mattered electing a Tea Party supporter to Congress, because they put off the heavy spending cuts. So we'll have to see. But there's a real consequence here, John. I mean, we're looking at the fact that this sends a signal both to the private and public sector that the cavalry may not be on the way from the beltway when it comes to Sandy relief victims. And that sets a dangerous precedent, because throughout this country's history, when it came to this kind of natural disaster, we did transcend party.
Well, it goes into, as Todd Zwillick said, the whole horse trading that's going to go along with the spending cuts of all kinds in this post-fiscal cliff environment. But at least we don't have to worry about milk prices. Bob Henley, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Bob Henley, contributing editor for Politics and Investigations for our co-producer WNYC.